Today, Absolute Philosopher brings you Dr. Samuel Sasu of Ghana, G-H-A-N-A, in Africa, who is an expert in the field of the Om. And he will share with us what the Om means, how the Om should be said, and then he will demonstrate how the Om is said so that we will have an opportunity perhaps to learn it and use it as one of the most enjoyable experiences of our life. It gives me great pleasure here at the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery, to present to you Dr. Sam Sasu.
Thank you very much, Herb, and good morning, beloved. Feels so good to be back here again to share with you on Absolute Philosopher. Today, our topic is Om. Beloved, all the scriptures of the world are there that Om is the symbol of God. In Christianity, you have it as Amen. In Islam, as Amin. In Buddhism, as Hum. And in Sanatana Dharma, as Om. We will be talking about Om from the Vedic point of view, because that is the oldest religion on the planet today. Now, Om in the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali, chapter 1, verse 27, is said to be the evidential aspect of God, and that when one meditates on Om, one is able to examine, know it, and then awaken to self and God realization. Today, I'd like to give you some tips and some insight into Om. We write Om as A-U-M. A-U-M. Now, if you have ever studied Sanskrit before, you will find out that it starts as follows. Now, the beginning, and and A, U, and M stands for Om. But then they also signify the waking or gross state, the waking state in which we experience gross objects. U stands for the dream state where we experience mental expressions. And then is the deep sleep state where we experience the withdrawal of all mental impressions, but we are still yet not fully awake. Now, the seers, the sages, the masters of perfection teach that there is the silent aspect of Om, which is the real self in which we abide, in which if we can abide, we will be able to awaken to who we are and know that we are this beautiful divine being. Now, we use Om, we chant Om to access this field of our own existence, to go from the gross, the mental, the deep sleep state, to the most subtle and highest aspect of our being. And in doing so, I will be brief with you this morning. When you chant Ah, the Ah is experienced as something going outside. Now, the Oo is in the throat, which is still going inside. And then the reverberates at the crown of the head. So the Ah, when you chant Ah, you are at the gross level. When you chant the Oo, you are at the level of the mind, and when you chant deep sleep state. But then, after you have chanted the you have to take a little dip into the silence that exists between the om and the next om. Now that deep silence is you. But you know that your consciousness also is the one which is aware of the dream, the deep sleep, and the waking states. Therefore, you experience gross objects in the waking state, you experience mental impressions in the dream state, and you experience the withdrawal of all of these in the deep sleep state. But then, your majesty is experienced when you go beyond these three states. So, you sit in an upright, relaxed position, you take a deep breath, and you go, oh, oh. Now, so you start with the oh, and then as you go from out, from the outer to the inner, and then when you get to the crown, you let it reverberate, and then you let your attention go a little bit higher. But then there is a little technique. I wish you were sitting here in front of me. There's a little technique. If you can put your palm, you know, to face vertical, let the thumb touch the crown chakra, and then place the other hands, you know, also on top, and then let your palm begin to face the crown chakra, and then move it back and forth. You will feel the energy moving at the crown chakra. Now, what you do is this: for you to experience transcendence and the living silence. You see, the silence that most people experience is a blank. It's a silence which is like sitting in a limbo. But in the silence of Om, there is beingness, there is aliveness, there is intensity. Therefore, when you chant this Om, as you go, then you let your attention rise up, take a dip in the deep silence, and then you take a deep breath again, and you go, oh. Then you take another dip into the deep silence, and then you go again, oh. And you do this over and over and over again, and then finally you chant Om, and then you rest at the 10 finger level and experience the deep silence of your peace, that peace which the world cannot give, that peace which is the reality of you, that peace which passes all understanding, that peace which is a peace be still to any turbulence that you may encounter in your life, that peace which is eternal, that peace which is you, that peace which is love. I love you, I love you, I love you.